Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, 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 crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Man, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grinch, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana.
Yeah, welcome to the show on a Wednesday. Almost forgot what day it was.
Yes, sir.
Get that Monday night football when your team is playing. All of a sudden, it throws off the entire week.
But as makes we like it shorter. To say,
as we like to say, first one in sets the market. And that's what happens here on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana program. It does make the week shorter, doesn't it? Because you get that Tuesday reaction day instead of Wednesday. I enjoy that very much. So, Canes and FSU is Saturday night on ABC. Now, Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit are going to be on the call, even though game day is going to be at Alabama Vanderbilt, right? Alabama, isn't it Alabama Vanderbilt? But it was more out of disgust.
It's in Bama. It's in Bama.
Yeah. So, you're still going to get Herbstreit and Fowler, which is cool. Would you like to know who's assigned by Fox for the Dolphins Carolina Panthers game on Sunday? That game is on Fox. Mm-hmm. Would you like to know?
The statue guy.
Spiro Ditas?
Spiro Ditas.
I think he's CBS. Yeah.
Yeah, who is it?
Solana, you have a guess?
I saw this already yesterday, Hawk, so I don't want to ruin it for you.
It is Eric Collins, who's the voice of the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
He is the Eric Reed of the Charlotte Hornets. And what happens is because you've got baseball going on, baseball postseason, I think normally it would be Chris Myers who would be doing this assignment, but he's doing something else because someone else is doing something else. So the Dolphins-Panthers game ends up with Eric Collins from the Charlotte Hornets and Mark Schlereth. So if you ever need to know, and I'm sure Mark Collins, is that his name? Eric Collins. I'm sure Eric Collins is a nice guy and an excellent broadcaster.
I like Stink. That's it.
I just wanted to make sure everybody was able to really think about what I said there. Eric Collins and Mark Schlereth. And I'm sure Eric Collins is a nice guy. Like Eric Reed is a nice guy. Just like all the broadcasters are nice guys. But if you ever want to know the status of your, I seem to be having streaming problems. I don't know if anybody else is witnessing
that.
This,
Hawk, but I always think it's me.
Nah, that's
no. This one's definitely okay. Me because it's only locking up on me.
Okay. Yeah. I answered you twice and you ain't saying nothing. I thought you were mad at me.
Well, I was trying to make the point that if Eric Collins, while probably the nicest guy on the planet, if Eric Collins is calling your NFL game on national TV, you probably don't have a good football team. That's all I wanted to say.
Would you call this game a must-see?
This is not a must-see television game.
No, not at all.
Don't you feel like the Dolphins, and I know I did this in Indianapolis, but don't you feel like the Dolphins should be bigger than one-point favorites?
Oh, goodness.
At great Carolina?
They're 1-3, and they beat an 0-4 Jets team.
Like, well, we're excited.
We're excited. We have a win, but man, like, let's not say we figured this thing out. The damn Jets had what, 160 yards rushing? Like, we got some work to do.
I think they had more yards penalty wise, didn't they? Like, how many yards and penalties did they have?
Oh, a lot.
It was a lot.
Anyway, Aaron Glenn said they're going to be disciplined.
That's your broadcast. Well, I don't know who's giving him his discipline lessons. It might be Mike McDaniel after week one. Perhaps call in another friend or something. You know,
101 yards, to be exact, in penalties for the New York football Jets.
Coaches always just say every 100 yards of penalties is a touchdown off the board. If you think about it, if you lose 100 yards, that should be a touchdown.
That's a game-changing total then, because they only lost by 6.
It's funny. You bring up McDaniel and Glenn. We made fun of McDaniel from saying, you can't win a game if you lose it. Aaron Glenn said the same thing. Not to learn how to win, you have to learn how not to lose. What are you talking about, son?
I think you said that once. I think it's our open, the old open. Didn't he say something similar to that?
No.
I swear to God, it was almost word for word. You know what I'm talking about, Solana? He said it on The Pivot.
If you haven't seen it, then it hasn't been seen.
No, it was.
What you haven't seen is what you haven't seen.
Yeah.
That was it. Say it again.
Doesn't that make sense? What you haven't seen is what you haven't seen.
Inarguable.
You see that?
I don't.
I've never seen Julian Hill catch a touchdown until you see Julian Hill catch a touchdown.
Ooh. I've seen him catch a two-point conversion.
You see that?
He had a big reception the other
Rushmore.
Day.
That's on the Mount Rushmore of moments for the Dolphins this season. If I said to you Mount Rushmore of positive moments for the Dolphins through 4 games, what are your 4?
A-Chan week 1 touchdown.
Yes, definitely.
A-Chan week 4 touchdown.
Definitely.
A-Chan run in the random third quarter.
No, it's got to be the Darren Waller touchdown Monday night, the first
Darren,
one.
Darren, hell, both of them.
And signing Riley Patterson.
That's crazy because I'm not certain Solana's wrong. That's crazy. Signing a kicker off waivers might be one of your top 4 moments.
One of the thing we talked about, like it was a 90-yard touchdown, was Tyreek catching a 37-yard bomb, if you call that a bomb,
Yeah.
That one deep ball that was underthrown, he came back to. Yeah, and we all went crazy. Oh, they got it over 20. It's limited.
Anyway, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bet Online updated the regular season win total numbers. Their Dolphins win total before the season, BetOnline was 7.5. I know some sports books may have had it at 8 or 8.5. You want to know what their updated total is?
I would say the same. 7.5.
8, 8.5.
5.5. How would you think the Dolphins are going to pace to win more games after losing the first three?
I still think they're going to be 500 at some point this season. You know, like I genuinely bet the over.
I mean, honestly, because let me look on the Hard Rock Bet app. I'm sure that's lowered there.
No, you're right. It doesn't make sense to think they're going to win more. You're right. But I still, maybe I'm wrong, man, but I still think this team's going to end up 7-10. 8-9, like
that ain't 500.
Salama, you graduated.
I'm no math expert.
8-9 is going 500. It's the same thing. Because now not. You can't go 500.
Yeah. First of all, you started at 7-10.
Yeah, but like 7-10 is the new.
On the Hard Rock Bet app, it's 5.5 as well. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, I would hammer. I'm not kidding you. I would hammer that. If you think the Dolphins are going to win 5 games out of their remaining 13, right? There's 13 games left?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
If you think they're going to win 5 out of the remaining 13, hammer that bet, Solana.
And Tyreek is out. Solana, is this a homer pick? Because this, even them going 8-9, that's 7-6. That's having a 500 record for the rest of the season.
I don't know. Am I drinking the Kool-Aid on a Jets win? Maybe I am.
No.
But you guys don't think maybe 500 was being a bit too optimistic. You guys don't think they're going to win 5 more games with the schedule?
I do. Not enough to put money behind it, though.
No. No. What the Jets win? I understand. We're not 0-4. What in that game? The offense made you say, oh, we got it together?
Or no, they got a win. They needed a win, and it wasn't pretty at times, but they figured out a way to win. Look, I'm just saying, I still don't think, as bad as the team looked week 1, as awful as it ended week 2, like they were within a touchdown of Buffalo with under 5 minutes to go and the ball. So sometimes it's going to look really bad, and when they play the great teams, they're going to get outclassed. But when they play the okay teams, the bad teams, like we've been saying since before the season started, they'll compete in those games. I still think they're not the worst team in the NFL. I don't think they're gonna go 3-14. Like that to me is just crazy.
They just beat the worst team in the NFL.
Right.
Barely.
Right.
Barely.
Yeah, like every team, look at the Giants. You think the Giants are better than the Chargers? No, like just on that day, they play better than them. They made more plays, and the Chargers shot themselves in the foot. They're dealing with injury. Like the Dolphins will get a couple of those games.
Oh, I get it. I don't doubt that. I'm just saying, based on the first 4 games, to go, yeah, they're going to win 5 out of their next 13. I mean, they won 1 out of their last 4. If you extrapolate that out, it doesn't work to 5 out of their next 13. Now, if you think they're picking things up and things are coming together, which is what I've maintained, by the way, they have progressively gotten better week after week. So if you think that's the case, then yeah, I'm not trying to talk you out of the bet, because I probably, if you ask me which side I think is going to end up at 5.5, I think they go over. But I, in my good mind, could not put that bet in after one singular victory over the Jets on Monday night at home, where you almost felt like they were going to have a Titans-esque collapse at the end.
What's the strength of this team?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kicker. Devon Achane. And Darren Waller. And Riley Patterson.
Is there a Pro Bowl bet? Achane goes to the Pro Bowl.
Achane is a Pro Bowler for sure, right? Although I guess I'd have to look at running back stats. I shouldn't say that. So, like, just because he's tearing it up for the Dolphins, there may be 9 backs better than him in the AFC.
I don't know. It's just it's even with Tua. We said Tua played well against the Jets, right? His numbers weren't great. It wasn't an amazing offensive output.
Appel said. He thought Justin Fields played better than Tua Monday night.
Well, he has something called knees and hips.
He certainly can attack you more ways. Yes. I didn't think Fields played better than Tua, but Appel did. I'm imagining there's other people who did.
He had more yards, and he had a touchdown, and he had the long rushing touchdown as well. 81 yards on the ground. I guess numbers-wise, it's not even a question.
Cubs game starts at 3:08. I'm just looking at some PCA props. May have to dabble here. I'm wearing my Wrigley Field jersey. I might have to get a little something here.
It's a lot. So PCA, yeah, more.
PCA to get a hit is -155. Now he was hitless. Maybe I parlay that. PCA and Cubs win.
Yeah. This is the 3-game series, right? The wild card.
Right. And yeah. Cubs are up 1-0. Cuño just canceled on us for the 3 o'clock hour.
Let's jump him.
He is the worst. He's literally the most difficult guest to book.
Let's replace him from somebody else from CBS 4.
Jim Barry?
All right, I'll text him.
Zach Gelb is going to join us today. Danny Cannell is going to join us. It's UMFSU week. Danny Cannell is going to join us.
So, Justin Fields had a better game than Tua.
Statistically or by your eyes?
No, just by my eye. Now, I saw it and I was like, I knew he threw more yards. And I thought Tua should be the more dominant passer. He outthrew Tua. They both accounted for 2 touchdowns. He had 75 more yards rushing than Tua. What more do you want to see?
Hey, everybody tweet at Mike Cuno, whoever's listening and watching on the stream. I like when he feels really bad about doing something that's out of his control. He's interviewing Zach Sealer for CBS4, and they moved it to 3:20. But Cuno is at Mike Cuno CBS4 on Twitter. Just tweet at him that he's a jackass.
That he's fat.
And Jimmy, call him. Do me a favor, call him right now. Say you're a jackass and hang up. Yeah, do that. Jimmy, do that. That'd be funny. Jimmy, do that. Star 67. Oh, Jimmy wants this to be a joke so bad. He doesn't know how to react. Like, he's laughing, but he's also like, is he really expecting me to do this?
Yeah. We've asked him 20 times.
Solana just put his number on the private chat. Do it. Do it from the Odyssey phone line. Not even your cell phone.
Guys,
do it from the regular.
I have his number. You didn't have to send me the number.
Well, just do it.
Were you holding out on us?
You got the digits, Jimmy? Look at you.
Yeah, Jimmy, we're waiting for you, Jimmy.
Don't do it on your cell phone. Do it on the station phone. I want it to come from Odyssey.
No, but I have his number on my cell phone.
But I sent you the
it's
number,
up on
Jimmy.
The private chat right now, so you don't even have to look at it on your cell phone.
He's genuinely rattled. Look, he's like,
yeah, he is. Like, what are you so nervous about? Pick up the Odyssey phone line when Mike answers. Say you're a jackass and hang up.
But you have to keep your Jimmy. You have to keep your mic on so that we can hear.
Yeah, keep your mic on.
Jimmy, turn on your mic. Jimmy, turn on your mic. Leave it on.
Right, but then bring the mic closer to you. You're gonna go off camera. Yeah, this is a disaster.
Well, I can't move the camera anymore. Not the camera. I can't move the mic anymore.
I got you. Well, make sure you come back towards the mic when you call Cuno. And don't say Hawk says you're a jackass. Just say you're a jackass and hang up.
I mean, he won't be surprised.
Just slam the phone down. Slam it down. Boy, he would have been the worst to play Ding Dong Ditch with.
Oh, my goodness.
Get to the door. He's back at the door. I'm about to knock on the door. I'm not going to knock on the door.
No.
You guys really want me to knock on the door? Shut up and knock on the door.
The thing is, I would knock on the door and just apologize later.
Nobody
that I knocked
cares,
the door.
Jimmy. Call him. Nobody cares. Call him.
I'm just trying to entertain the listeners while you call Cuno, Jimmy.
He's like slunk back in. He's like, oh, they'll forget if I tell them what my real strategy was. Like, nobody cares.
Oh. Jimmy's like, why did I come in today?
Is it Friday?
Go ahead. He's going to answer the phone, and you just go, you're a jackass, and hang up. How is this taking this long?
Because he's terrified of Cuno. He's not going to call the cops on you, man.
Well, of course I'm terrified.
What are you
Cuno.
Doing?
Of course I'm terrified of
what
Cuno.
What are you doing? What is happening here?
He won't do it.
Oh, my goodness. Man, we'd be hungry. We tell you to order a pizza.
I just got a text from Cuno. It says, damn, you got listeners tweeting at me. Yeah, wait till you get this, jackass. Yeah, ringing.
Hey, Cuno, you're a jackass.
Ha 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 ha! Giselle you a $100 bonus. This is the greatest thing ever. That was great. That was great. Oh my god.
Man, Jimmy.
Jimmy needs a bathroom break. Let's do headlines. Oh my god, Jimmy, that was perfect. Golly, that was great. Tell you what, Jimmy, when you had to man up, you manned up, you hit him in the nose. That was great. Wow. That was impressive. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. We just got a text from Cunha. It says, Jimmy, really? Call back, cowards. Jimmy, I think he's on to you.
Oh, Jimmy. Oh, Jimbo.
Hey, Jimmy, you're busted, man. Sorry, bro.
Come on out. They got us. Come on out. Oh, Jimmy needs a screwdriver. He is stressed.
Oh my god, Jimmy is literally going to the bathroom in his pants right now.
Too late.
Oh my god, that was great.
That was good.
Wow. You gave it your best shot, Jimmy. You got busted in a big way there. Sorry, pal.
All right. Do you guys actually care about Major League Baseball playoffs?
I might bet this Pete Groh Armstrong parlay okay. before 3 o'clock. So all right. That's about it.
I'll pencil that in then. PCA update only. Inter Miami, their defense stinks. They lost yesterday. They
gave up 5-3, right?
5 goals they gave up.
I would have liked to have the over in that one.
Yeah, 8 goals. I mean, you would have hit twice. God. And the Panthers lost 3-2 to the Tampa Bay Lightning in preseason hockey. They're back at it in Tampa Bay tomorrow at 7 p.m. Your weather in South Florida right now, it's 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. That's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Man, that was funny. That was awesome, Jimmy. All right, Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. He is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. So Zach Gelb hosts afternoons nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us Wednesdays from the WFAN studios in New York City, a city that features perhaps the most undisciplined football team in the history of football, the New York Jets, and a city that features one baseball team that lost to the Red Sox last night in the playoffs and benched Jazz Chisholm from the starting lineup. And if those Yankees lose tonight, their season's over. And they have another baseball team in that city, the New York Mets, with a monster payroll who weren't even in the postseason because they had to face the mighty Miami Marlins in the final series, and the Marlins sent the Mets packing for their offseason. What a time to be a New Yorker, Gelb. Ah, cute. He's gonna play like he can't. He's gonna play around now. Yeah. Go ahead, Gelby.
Sorry, I was doing my best Shedeur Sanders. I was just doing my best Shedeur Sanders, asking like a mind.
What you want to say? Go ahead. It's what was a rough I gonna time say? To be a New Yorker, and I didn't even mention the Giants. They had a victory, and I'm sure Jackson Dart is like Mr. New York right now, but. Man, and you're wearing a Patriots hat. Mm-hmm. How dare you turn your back on your city that way?
Hey, here's the bottom line. This show just talked more baseball in this segment for the last 35 seconds than you guys have talked the whole season. You guys parachute in. How are you all taking photos together right outside the clubhouse after the Marlins beat my Mets? Ugh, that was a disaster. Disgrace.
You know,
disgraceful.
Literally, someone texted in. I have to find the text. There was a lot of them. Is there any chance when you guys do your updates that it can be current sporting events such as baseball playoffs and not just simply Miami Dolphins? And I texted back, no.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's a lot of tries.
No, this listening audience probably only cares about the Dolphins, right? That's the right thing, you know?
I'm not certain that they care about the Cubs score. I mean, I just... Just is what it is.
Let's be real. You're the only one that cares about the Cubs scores. Do not watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Did you say your Jets? I hate the Jets.
Listen, your Jets. Well, you're up there in New York. I see you're in the Boomer and Geo studios. It's your Jets.
They suck. Aaron Glenn. Oh, yeah. How great was that? Yeah. All those dopey Jet fans. Yeah. He rejected the Patriots, didn't take an interview with them. And then Aaron Glenn. Oh, we're not the same old Jets a week ago. This team is undisciplined. They're unprepared. They lose every game. Gentlemen, they look like the same old Jets to me. The Dolphins suck. And they beat the Jets. They dominated the Jets. How about that?
So we shouldn't be excited by that win? We're 1-3.
The only one excited by that win is Hawk. He'll take the bait on that. Oh, you're telling me there's a chance. There's a chance.
Well, I've asked this of people since the victory Monday night. Are they turning the corner? And I'm not saying turning the corner to be a playoff team. But you have to admit the Dolphins have looked better from week one against Indy to week two against the Patriots to week three against the Bills and then a victory in week four against the Jets. Are they turning some sort of corner or are they only the beneficiaries of playing an awful Jets team?
Yeah, are they putting lipstick on a pig? Sure, it's still a pig at the end of the day. If this was year one, I would give you this moral victory crap. This is now year four of Mike McDaniel and year 1700 for Chris Greer. So I don't want to hear about moral victories this go around with this football team and how they're playing better and they finally got a win.
It was an actual victory, though. It was an actual victory.
I get it, but the other ones, come on. Devon Achane, don't step out of bounds. You take a look at the other game up against the Buffalo Bills, Tua Tagovailoa. I know the effort was good and it was close to what everyone thought. Don't throw an interception at the end of the game and you may have won the whole damn thing.
And so what about this week coming up? Because they're playing the Panthers. And
you should win that one.
Didn't the Patriots beat the Panthers by like 30?
Yeah, they were down 6-0 in the game, and then they scored 42 unanswered points, all started by a Marcus Jones punt return, and then the Panthers got some garbage TD late. It is amazing how the Panthers beat the Falcons 30-0, and then the following week, I thought the Pats would win. I didn't think I'd have my feet up in the fourth quarter, basically not even giving a rat's ass about the game. So if you can't beat the Panthers this week, then all this positive pom-pom throwing that Hawk is doing goes right out the window.
You're muted, Solana. We can't.
I think
hear
it's.
You.
I think it's such a great point, Gelby.
Oh. I thought he was muted.
I thought he was doing the Gelby for a second. Yeah.
No, but speaking of that, I think it's such a great point by you because I wanted to bring up while we had you on the line here. Everybody's doing the fish.
Yeah.
Everybody's stinking, Gelby.
You guys work on a bit together.
I wasn't
there at read through for that one.
Simon Cowell thinks William Hung is the greatest singer after hearing that bull crap.
How about you bounce things off the brain trust first before we go into those bits?
What a disgrace, by the way, of Len Weiner to put Solana's face on a billboard, and that's a representation of this show. Imagine if you're tuning in for the first time, you just heard a WQAM, you see it in the billboard, you're like, all right, I know Channing Crowder, I know that guy Hockman, whoever that third is, I have no clue. And then you hear him saying everyone's doing the fish, and then Jimmy's a bad backup singer. And I never said anything critical about Jimmy, but geez, that was terrible.
Yeah, but I think it hit the spot that I wanted it to.
It did not hit anything. That didn't hit anything. That was
it hit the spot.
It hit my eardrums and now my ears are ringing. Oh,
I think it may have hit our ratings.
Yeah. Yeah, plummeting.
Hey, I asked you if you were out on the Chiefs. And I wonder, are you back in? Because Hawk and Crowder were out in the Chiefs 2 weeks ago. And then I asked them yesterday, they're like, yeah, we're back in on the Chiefs.
Well, I never understood this. And I even thought the Chiefs were going to lose to the Ravens. And I was wrong with that. I think there's a legitimate question if they will win the AFC West this year. But the idea of them missing the playoffs, I have never gone there. I saw this with my football team for 20 years. You lose one game or you lose two games. People are ready to pounce and say that the dynasty's dead. Eventually, Kansas City, they're going to have to find that next stud to have Mahomes throw the ball to because Kelsey is slowing down. Rashee Rice is suspended. Xavier Worthy was banged up. So they got to find someone that's going to stick. A lot of people thought it was going to be Tyreek Hill going back for the reunion on the trade, but now he's out for the season. Is it a Jacoby Myers? Well, the Raiders won't trade him to the Chiefs, so you could scratch that name. But no, I'm not out on the Chiefs. But I'll tell you this, if the Bills don't find a way to get to the Super Bowl this year, and the Ravens, you know, that's a football team that is leaking heavily right now. If the Bills don't find a way to get to the Super Bowl this year, I just don't know if it's ever going to be there yet.
But, Gelby, the Rashee Rice is coming back.
Yeah,
in
he
like
is.
2 weeks. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice. That's when I thought about that. After seeing what Xavier did, I was like, oh. And Patrick Mahomes feels disrespected now. You see him talking about people disrespecting him. I think Patrick Mahomes might win the damn MVP.
I don't think his numbers will be good enough to win the MVP. We all know his value, obviously, to that team, and I still think he's the most feared quarterback in the NFL, but I just think people will have better numbers than Mahomes to go win the MVP. And you kind of know this, Crowder. We saw it with LeBron in the NBA. You win a few MVPs, people get fatigued, and then they look to go elsewhere as well. So I just don't think the Chiefs, they don't need to have this great regular season. Just get in the dance, and no one's going to want to end up playing you at the end of the day.
long as we're talking quarterbacks, so the Browns bench Joe Flacco and they're going to Dylan Gabriel. What do you think about that move?
It was inevitable that Gabriel was going to get on the field. I think the surprising part is Shador was staying put at the third spot and not moved up to the second spot. This is going to be really fun for the next few weeks, because regardless of the depth chart rankings, anytime Dylan Gabriel makes one mistake, you will have people screaming for Shador Sanders to play. And Shador, adds to the fun today with the whole mime stuff, and that's now a distraction. So Gabriel, well, there will be some good, there will be some bad, like any young quarterback. But anytime there is bad, it will be like Tim Tebow, like from the Shador camp, where they're going to be calling for Shador to play.
And staying on quarterbacks, hell, what does Cincy need to do? Because you can't let this damn Jake Browning ruin the season and ruin a receiving core. There was a report I read yesterday that they might try to trade for Jameis Winston.
And does bring it matter?
I think that would be a genius idea.
Sure. So I said Jameis from the start. You could float Russell Wilson out there. You could float Kirk Cousins out there. If you even want to float Anthony Richardson out there, that line sucks. I don't think it matters who you bring in. Look, Burrow's now done for the year. Burrow's been getting banged up his entire career because of how bad that offensive line is. I know it's Aaron Donald. They could have just blocked Aaron Donald for a quarter more of a second in that Super Bowl. Ja'Marr Chase was wide open down the right sideline. That line stinks. I don't think there's – I know they have so much offensive talent. Yes, you need to bring somebody else in, but is it really going to make a difference with the turnstiles in Penn Station that probably Eric Spoelstra's against that they have blocking forever the quarterback is? How about Spoelstra, by the way?
I like how you're almost like a stand-up comedian on The Tonight Show who drops a little nugget in their answer. And
be
then,
careful with late-night television. I don't want to be associated with anyone in late-night television these days.
How about this, Eric Spoelstra?
My mentions will be crazy.
You took offense to his comments about New York living in South Florida?
No, I think it's so funny because I see people losing their minds on this on social media. I go, he's clearly like just having fun. And didn't he live in New York for a while? And that's how he met Pat Riley and all that stuff. I was reading that online. So people just bitch the bitch.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I saw some guy that I follow on Nick's Twitter.
Your Knicks wish they could have a coach like Eric Spoelstra. They wish they could have a coach as competent as Eric Spoelstra.
Hey, buddy, the Knicks are going to be better than the Heat this year. There's no doubt about that.
Put money on it.
Okay, I'll put money on it. I know I'm good for the money.
Are you booking that bet? Hey, sign me up for
that. You know what? Fine. Hawk will put $500. Channing will put $250,000. And I'll put $10. And we'll all share the pot. You know? We'll all share it equally.
Is that offer to everyone, Solana?
Yeah.
I don't want to pass this opportunity.
Well, oh my God!
When I said put money on it,
Solana today. The singing was terrible. Put money on it, like, and all three of us are ready to pounce. Solana, your salary's on the line this year.
Hockman, Crowder, and Jake Browning all of a sudden in the afternoon. Go ahead, Solana. I thought you had something.
Oh no!
Nice. Hurt his feelings.
Yeah. No, I was gonna ask before
Solana just applied for a new job.
He's on monster.com.
I was gonna ask before you took a shot at our beloved head coach down here. If you're talking about Buffalo needing to get to the Super Bowl, I think we've talked about this a couple times before. But is that your pick right now to get to the Super Bowl?
Oh boy. Before the year, I picked the Chiefs up against the Vikings. They're not looking so good, if you ask me. I'll say Buffalo. Why not? Like, come on, Josh Allen is if he wins this year, people are going to start referring to him as the best quarterback in the league. Some people already are doing so right now. I still think Mahomes is the most feared quarterback in the league. And if we were drafted tomorrow, I'd still take Mahomes one. But Josh Allen's unbelievable. He needs to have a Peyton Manning kind of year where, for all those years, Brady and the Pats were beating up in the Colts and number 18, and eventually they punched through. It's got to be this year. If it's not this year, I really don't know how I could ever justify really believing in the Bills to get the job done again.
Hey, Gelby, less than 1 week, we'll be at the Amerant Bank Arena watching the Panthers banner get raised. It's next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night,
yeah.
Open the season, go for the three-peat.
And unfortunate news with Barkov. I was devastated by that the other day. He's a heck of a player. You never want to see, injuries are part of the game, but you never want to see that happen right before the start of the season. But yeah, Basically, the Panthers are pretty much like the Chiefs. No matter how it looks in the regular season, it doesn't matter. Once they're in the postseason, no one's going to want to face that championship caliber club, led by the great Vinny Viola, my dear friend.
I mean, when you think about it, though, you got the Panthers starting next week for the three-peat, the Canes looking to beat FSU this Saturday night on national TV.
Well, let me ask you this, Hawk. Are you a little bit concerned? Because I think Miami's going to win the game, but it would be so college football for Florida State to lose to Virginia, 100%. And then the following week, everyone be out, and then they beat Miami. Wouldn't that be so college football?
Especially with the way the offense looked against Florida. The Miami offense didn't look so great when they beat Florida the week prior before the bye. So I'm a little bit nervous about Saturday, but I do think they're going to get past FSU.
And I would like to make a recommendation. Channing Crowder to be the next head football coach at Florida, at least for the rest of the season. Like if Purdue put Drew Brees on the sideline for a game or whatever, let's get Channing in there because that dope Billy Napier, he needs to go.
Yeah, he's gone. I'm politicking for Lane Kiffin. Buy him out of Ole Miss, whatever it takes.
Lane ain't going million. There.
100 million. I don't care. They're talking about
I'd rather be at Ole Miss right now than Florida.
I would too.
Come on, let's get you say something explosive here, Channing. We got to make a headline here.
I want to get back to the bet that Solana offered us. I want to know when I can make this official.
Actually, right. Can we just the bet be that Solana has to coach Florida for the rest of the year so I don't have to talk to him every Wednesday?
He might be better than Napier. Yeah,
he's better than Napier.
Gelby, we love you. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Be well.
Here you go, Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up. Missed it to the right.
Miami Sports Leader. 104.3 FM. WQAM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.